This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
My whole direction, one marking by your spirit aligns my will with heaven. One moment in your presence can change my whole direction.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Jesus, oh Jesus. Jesus.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to the Gospel Seed with Pastor Gary. In Joshua chapter 1, God had spoken to Joshua in the first five verses to prepare Joshua. And he said in Joshua 1:6, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." Leaders with a divine mantle from God are called to lead others in inheriting what God has promised. As we receive and inherit from God, we will show others how to do the same as well. It takes strong courage to lead people. Sometimes people resist and complain, but you must persevere in what God has called you to do. Now God is pressing Joshua even more in verses 7 and 8, where he says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left." Leaders must press in with courage and not waver one little bit. So what has God been calling you to do as a leader? What group of people is he calling you to lead? What is he getting your attention on about how the people he's given you need to learn how to inherit and receive what God has given them? Many times it takes a leader to get people's attention, to show them what God has in store for them. So it's time that we press on, it's time to get ready, and we rise up and do what God has called us to do.
Well, you know it's not the first time, and it will not be the last. When you find me here on my knees, praying for the storm to pass. But what I am really needing, much more than just relief. I am crying out for wisdom only you can give to me. 'Cause it's such a mystery, I'm a clueless man when it comes to knowing how to love a woman. How do I love her? Let her know she means more than anything to me. How do I love her? How do I love her, love her? Out of all the gifts you've given, besides the very gift of life, there is none as precious to me as the treasure of my wife. And still all the love in my heart is like a raindrop to the sea when compared to your love for her. That's why I'm asking, please, will you teach me what she needs? I'm an earnest man when it comes to learning how to love this woman.
she means more than anything to me. How do I love her? How do I love her, love her?
There's an enemy who stalks us. He's full of hate and full of lies. He is hungry to destroy us, to seize and end our lives. He's the ruler of the darkness, and he's waiting for his prey. Son of David, drive the evil one away. Full of anger, speaking doubt and casting fear. His intentions always evil, his motives always clear. He desires to take our freedom, put on bondages of sin. Jesus Christ, we pray, deliver us from him.
Deliver us. Arise, arise, oh God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us. Deliver us. Arise, arise, oh God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us. Arise, deliver us.
My first defense. Oh, your name is my last amen. It carries me when I cannot stand. It reaches me when I reach the end. When the whole world shakes, Jesus, your name, I will ever praise. My battle cry, every night and day, I'll sing your name.
send your name over everything. Oh, your name is my greatest strength. It fights for me and it won't relent. I cast my cares, every burden fall. For there's one name that can bear them all. Jesus, your name, when the whole world shakes. Jesus, your name, I will ever praise. My battle cry, every night and day, I sing.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The March for Life Education and Defense Fund announced speakers for the landmark 50th annual March for Life event. It's the first in a post-Roe America. It's set for January 20th in Washington, D.C. Among the speakers are Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch, who won the Dobbs Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade. Franklin Graham, the president of Samaritan's Purse, Sister Mary Casey of the Sisters for Life, Dr. Christina Francis, the CEO of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Jonathan Rumi, who is best known as the award-winning actor playing Jesus in The Chosen, and Coach Tony Dungy, who is both a New York Times best-selling author and a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Assyria's King Sennacherib was planning to capture Judah. Somehow, King Hezekiah had workers dig a tunnel through solid rock and divert Judah's water supply to the Pool of Siloam, hiding it from the enemy. That was 2,700 years ago. Clues to how the work was done, as well as biblical evidence from Jesus' earthly ministry, might be unearthed as Israel excavates the full Pool of Siloam, the site of one of Jesus' recorded miracles that has fascinated archaeologists for more than 150 years. New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary professor Jim Parker viewed the excavation site and the tunnel on a current instructional tour that he's leading in Jerusalem, where he'll be through January 13th. The Israel Antiquities Authority, the Israel National Parks Authority, and the City of David Foundation announced back in December the beginning of the full excavation of the pool.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
He was the watchman, the grandfather who loved spy novels, Manchester United, and coffee. DeWitt was also the key to helping IMB missionaries build a gospel presence in a village in North Africa. Over a 13-year period, DeWitt helped 8 IMB families and 16 single short-term missionaries. He showed them around town, ferrying them on his three-wheeled vehicle to the market, where he showed them how to buy vegetables and other significant places around the town. This helped them get settled and make key connections in their new home. You know, the Lord is never without a witness, and He continues to open doors for the good news. Find the full story at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.
Flash my pounding heart, a preaching whale, a shooting star. Give testimony that You are, and my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise Him, all His mighty words. There is no language where You can be heard. Your song goes cratered moon and sparrow's wings, or thunder's boom and Saturn's rings. Unveil our Father as You sing, and my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise Him, all His mighty works. There is no language where You can be heard. Your song Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The pulse of life within my wrist, a falling snow, a rising mist. There is no higher praise than this, and my soul wells up, oh, my soul wells up. My soul.